Well, welcome to the Pastor's Thoughts. You know, we were thinking about in the scripture of in John 20 about doubting Thomas. Now, I don't know about you, but I've had doubts occasionally, a lot of times over my life. And so I think doubting Thomas sometimes gets a bad rap because he just wanted to be certain. But doubt is to be uncertain or undecided, to hesitate, to consider unlikely. And it's an indication of not to believe. Doubt comes when we don't have enough information to convince ourselves something is true. Doubt can also be minor, such as an uncertainty about the accuracy of a newspaper report. I don't know about newspaper reports. Sometimes Jesus said, test the spirit. And I think sometimes news, you gotta also kind of check it out. Or it can be major, such as a lack of confidence in the claims of the Bible even. You know, doubt begs resolution. For when we doubt, we are without a clear way. We are really at loss. And the process of doubt, however, can be good for us. You know that scripture that says all things work together for good for those who love the Lord thy God, called according to his will and purpose? Well, doubt can be good for us if we come out the other end with a greater conviction of belief. You know, one of Satan's tactics is to get us to doubt God's goodness. He tries his best to get us to forget all God has given us and focus on what we don't have. So, if you're spending too much of your time about what you don't have, you may be slipping into some of those things called unhealthy doubt. Well, doubting Thomas. Wow, you know, it's, I don't know, I think he'll be known forever as doubting Thomas because he wasn't sure if he could believe in the risen Jesus without first seeing him in person. I think that Jesus offered to Thomas the signs that he requested, it says in the scripture, and then he encouraged Thomas to believe, even when the physical signs weren't present. Well, as I mentioned earlier, doubt's not necessarily a bad thing, because doubt can serve us as a warning flag in many situations. It's good to doubt. Gossip, for instance, it's good to doubt unverified news reports, the claims of false teachers, or the guilt of a man before he's fairly tried by his jury of peers. Doubt occurs when we don't have enough information to convince us of something. So if doubt prompts us to seek out more information, we may save ourselves from disaster. But here it is, we're talking about matters of faith. God has given us the Bible, all the facts we need in order to be assured of salvation, to trust in the authority of God's Word. The more time that we spend in God's Word, the better grasp of the facts that we will have. We have been convinced of our faith when we read. Who convinces? Who convicts us? It's the Holy Spirit. Now, Thomas had all the facts. He heard Jesus' promise of resurrection, and his faithful companions gave their eyewitness account, but good old Thomas allowed his doubt to turn into a lack of trust. It's a challenge for all of us to use doubt to keep us mindful of danger, but don't let it endanger your faith. You know, it says in Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. I like to take sometimes the Bible and read it out loud, yeah, so that I can hear myself reading it. Silent reading is good, but sometimes I think I like to take and just read it out loud and to myself. Doubt is a very important part of our faith, so don't let doubt separate you from the love of God. You know, it says in the very last verse of John chapter 20, the purpose of the book, Jesus saw him, and John saw him, the disciples saw him, and the ones that recorded this book saw him, which is John. And the things that are written in this book is so that you believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing in Him, you will have life, and you will have it more abundantly. Well, I hope and pray that you had a good Resurrection Sunday. You know, it's commonly known Easter, and I know that. You know, and it's really a family day. Christmas is a family day, but Easter is a special day when family and friends come together. You get people that maybe are not real strong in their faith come to church, and that's okay. Sometimes the doubters come, and if we can plant some seed into somebody's life, we as preachers affectionately call those who only come on Easter and Christmas C&E Christians. They're searching, they're looking for something. So if we can make a good showing and we can love them the way that we should love them, they'll eventually come back, or they'll eventually develop their faith on their own. But it's important that we open our eyes and our arms and our ears, that we may see and hear and minister to all that we come in contact with. Well, I'm not sure of anything that has really gone on too much. Joanne, too, we affectionately call her Joanne, too, Mark Carlson's wife. Well, his mother came down to visit, and she had a little bit of heart failure, and that's the bad news. Good news is she's in the hospital. She might even be back home with Joanne and Mark by the time I'm recording this. And of course, Stan Willis's parents over in Panama City, their need are lifting up in prayer. And there's a lot of them. If you click on that little tab where it says Pastor's Thoughts, or it says Slides, it'll take you to all the people that we have on our prayer list. But as I mentioned before, it's good to lift up one another, to come into a prayer of agreement with and for. But you know, you don't need an 800 number. You don't need a preacher. You don't need anybody. When Jesus was on the cross and he gave up the ghost and the veil in the temple was rent in two. Wow. See, the only people that could go into the Holy of Holies was the priest, and they would... You go to them and say, I need my sins forgiven. And maybe they put it on a goat, and we call it a scapegoat. But see, when Jesus died on the cross, he opened up the Holy of Holies for all of us. You have direct access in Jesus' name. And God wants to talk to you. He loves talking to you. And he wants you to talk to him. He loves you. So just know, we're here. If you would like to talk or pray, we'd love to hear from you. But if you got a concern and you got something going on in your life, you know, you can stop wherever you are and say, Lord, I need to talk to you. Daddy, I need to crawl up on your lap. You know, they say, well, we took prayer out of school. No, you'll never take prayer out of school. As long as there's tests to be taken, prayer will be in school. So, like I said, I like to read the Bible out loud, and sometimes I pray out loud. But one of the great things about it, when Jesus said to go into your prayer closet, what he meant by that is come to me. Pour out your heart. I already know before you come. So you can come and be honest with me, and I will hear, and I will forgive. We thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for giving us a relationship with you that is indescribable. So with that, as we close this little segment, we always close it with the Lord's Prayer. Join me in an attitude of prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Hope and pray you're having a good day. And stay in touch with us. We'd love to see you in church in person, or maybe a call or a text, or just love to hear from you. God loves you, and so do we.